is Tanya Barbie of Barbie's Real Talk, where we talk about moving on beyond the past hurts to blossoming, becoming the best version of ourselves. And I'd like to talk to you tonight about Khloe and Tristan. They're Kardashians. I love that family. Most of America probably does. I mean, they have come a long ways. They started out very well, but think about it. Every last one of those daughters and son have their own businesses, and they're very successful. It's just a mother's dream, parents' dreams, that their children become very successful. And they have accomplished that mission. What I don't understand is how in the world can Khloe take Tristan back again and again and again and again and again. I typically don't get involved in entertainment business because it is what it is. They are entertainers. They have a different lifestyle altogether. I believe their morals may be even different. They just have different standards, and I just don't pay any attention to them. I just appreciate them for their gifts, and that's it. But I just so happened to watch the Kardashians show tonight, the new season. And who walks into the cookout at Kim's house but Tristan? And Khloe raves about them being best of friends. And first, I'd like to know, how can you be best of friends with someone who consistently disrespects you, the father of your daughter? What happens to our self-love, self-esteem, self-respect, when we consistently allow someone to continuously disrespect us? We lose it. We lose a piece of ourselves. And the more we allow that to happen, the more they do dreadful things to us. And I don't understand, for the life of me, why Khloe doesn't get it. She's a beautiful woman. She's a powerful woman. She has everything going on. She has the love of family, the support of family, the businesses. She has an ex that even loves her. And I don't understand why she does not look in the mirror and say, I've had enough. I've had enough. He cannot be my friend, or he would not disrespect me in this way. See, if a person really loves you, they don't hurt you. Love does not hurt. It does not hurt. And for her to keep saying, oh, we're the best of friends. Oh, we're doing this for True. How can you be doing this for True? You're showing True that a man can walk all over me and I'm going to still be here. That's what you're showing True. Because eventually True is going to be able to read what's on in the news. And she's going to be able to see the videos. She's going to be able to see the hurt. She's going to be able to see him, this man, tonguing two women at a restaurant while True is in your belly. Unforgivable. He should have known cameras were going to be everywhere. He's a star. You're a star. At some point, we as women, if we want a change, we have to be that change. And I do believe the best way to show change is to not allow anyone, to step over those boundaries. But if we don't have boundaries established, they're going to step over them over and over repeatedly until you start setting boundaries up for yourself. In my opinion, not that you ask, but Chloe, you don't need Tristan. You deserve so much better than him. You deserve the best. You deserve a man that is all over you, that admires you, that appreciates you, that respects you, that loves your daughter. When a man loves you, he loves your daughter. And when he loves your daughter, he loves you. If Tristan loved his daughter, he wouldn't do anything imaginable that would disrespect you because you are the mother of his child. Stay true to true for her sake, because she's your daughter. We owe it to ourselves as mothers to be the utmost example to our children. We have to show them how we want them to be. Would you want your daughter being consistently disrespected by the love of her life? No, you would not. So you can't do the same thing that you don't want her to do. You have to be the example. You can't be the best of friends because he can't be your friend if he consistently hurts you. He's not ready for a star like you. He's not ready for a queen like you. He's not ready. And that's shameful. What he did was the ultimate betrayal. Have a baby by somebody else, which means he was having an intimate relationship with someone else while he was with you. That's unacceptable. He can't be your friend. And you cannot accept that as your friend. Love is hard. But love is not really that hard if you're with the right person. A person that's going to love you. A person that's going to treasure you. A person that is going to respect you. A person that appreciates your boundaries and does not interfere with your boundaries because he doesn't want to do anything but love you. That's a friend. And it takes a lot to get to that. And you deserve so much better. So much better. He's not a kind person. And you really lifted him on your show today. That I saw today, rather. Not your show today, because it was obviously already aired. But I saw it today. And you edified him. And I don't know why you would edify someone who cheated on you repeatedly. And had a baby, too. How do you edify a person like that? Yes, you forgive them, but they don't deserve you edifying them. He deserves you to edify you, but you did most of the edifying on the episode tonight, and I don't understand that. I would like to know why you did that. I don't understand that. But women, if we want respect, we have to earn respect. We have to demand respect as well. And the best way to demand respect is if they don't treat you right, you have to know when to call it quits. You have to know the difference between love and hate. You have to know the difference between if I'm hurt, this is obviously not good for me. If I'm consistently hurting, this is not good for me. Then you should know that is the time to call it quits. You're not even married. And you're acting like a married couple. He didn't even have the courtesy to marry you. And it's going on and on and on and on like you owe him something. you just owe it to yourself to take good care of your beautiful daughter, and I'm sure you're doing that. She is a beautiful daughter, and I know you're having a great time with her, and she is surrounded by all that special love. But you do deserve so much better than that. We have a tendency to always look the other way. Forgive, forget, as if it won't happen again, and it does happen again. It's okay to forgive, but you should never forget. And in your case, you forgave, and it got worse. First time, he slobbered somebody down, having an affair with a friend. And then next thing you know, he's having an affair with another woman and he impregnates her. I mean, it never stops. And I don't judge. I don't want to get in anybody's business. That is not what I do. But I do like to talk about relationships and ways that we can do better. Ways that we can stop hurting. Ways that we can stop the hurt. We can stop the hurt by dealing with those red flags. When we feel those red flags, we know when they're coming. We get the warning signs. That is when we should stop it and do what we need to do. In this case, close that door. Close that chapter of your life so that you can find true love in your life. This man is not the one. And holding on to him, you will never find your true love. He will consistently disrespect you because he does not respect himself. He doesn't know how. It's a good thing he is in therapy, because hopefully that person will help him understand the importance of self-respect. But right now, I don't feel it. I didn't see it. I thought he was fake. And I think you need to focus on you and true and move on, because he is not the one. Life is so short. Self-love is critical, because if we don't have self-love, how in the world can we love someone else? If we don't have self-esteem, how in the world are we going to expect someone else to treat us the way that we should be treated? And if we don't have self-respect, we better bet we're going to be disrespected. Those elements are critical to having a decent relationship with someone else. We have to first feel the things that we want out of others within ourselves. And I guess all the money in the world may not be the kicker until we get it within. And I challenge you, Miss Beautiful Chloe, to work on the inside. Work on the inside, because when you work on the inside, you're not going to want to deal with him anymore. You're going to close that door and be alone until you find the king that you truly deserve. The king that you truly deserve. True's dad is disrespectful. He's not a kind person. He's very selfish. He's self-centered. He may be even a little bit, I won't call him that, but he's definitely selfish and self-centered. I'll leave it at that. And the only way he's going to change is if he truly wants to change. And you better make sure he's going to therapy for himself and not just for you. Because if he's going to therapy just for you, he will not change. He will continue to be who he is. But he has a sickness. And it's a sad situation, because he not only disrespected you, He disrespected True, and he disrespected your entire family. And how dare he do that to you? But when you go through the same scenario over and over again, just a different face, it's time to search within. All the money in the world won't fix that. You got to start working on yourself within. What is wrong? What am I lacking? What do I need to work on? Why am I attracting someone who thinks it's okay to cheat on me? Am I too kind? Am I too lovable? Do I appear to be weak? Do I appear to be desperate? Do I appear to be too needy? Do I appear to be too eager? These are questions you should ask yourself if you see yourself going through the same thing over and over again, just a different face. I'm in the process of teaching a masterclass called Be the Rose, Not the Thorn, and we cover areas. It's a 5-week class, and we're going to cover areas that deal with the flags. Many of us ignore the red flags and just keep dealing with the person, knowing he's not right for us, and we just consistently deal with this person, hurting every day, crying, full of anxiety, hair falling out, just hating ourselves for putting up with this madness. But we do it many times because we don't want to be alone. We don't know what people are going to say about us, so we tolerate that madness. Well, in my class, I help you get through that so you will be good alone. You will be fine alone. You will feel better being alone than being in a situation where you have to deal with that type of disrespect. Because we don't need that. We are roses. We are that beautiful flower that God created, and we deserve so much better than that. We are not here on this earth to be walked on. We're not here to be spat on and cheated on and degraded. We're here to be respected, to be honored, to be valued, to be appreciated. That's what we're here for. And to not tolerate, to not accept anything less than the best. Because if you think about it, you give the best. You have been the best. You offer the best. You are always trying to do the best. So why not expect the best? You deserve it. Enough of this. That man can't be her friend. No sense of the word. Friends don't hurt people. They don't hurt their friends. It's time for a change. It is time for us to grow. It is time for us to understand what true love really is. And if you want it, you better start within. You better start loving who you see in the mirror first and foremost. Don't even go out here and try to date before you start loving yourselves. You have to love yourself first before you can even consider dating somebody. And always remember, a friend doesn't hurt. A friend loves you. A friend wants the best for you. This is Tanya Barbie of Barbie's Real Talk. Looking forward to seeing you next time. Thanks. Please share. Bye now.